Speaking on this program is Wendell Winkler.
As there were three deportations of the people of God into Babylonian captivity beginning in about 605 or 606 B.C., there were also three stages of the return. The first one under Zerubbabel, the second under Ezra, and the third one under Nehemiah. And our assignment at this hour is the book of Nehemiah, again dealing with the practical aspect of the book. I would like to take out of all of the content found in that sacred book that is so subject to study and development, just one major thrust, and that is the characteristics of leadership as they were found in the man Nehemiah. I would like to begin first of all by observing that Nehemiah was a man who was concerned about the welfare of his people. In chapter 1 and in verse 2, the text says that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. This indicates his deep and abiding concern over the welfare of his brethren. In the second place, we read in verses 1 through 4, of hearing of the condition of the people and the state of the wall and how it was broken down, the gates thereof, how it was burned with fire. And then verse 4 says, and it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. When the text says that he wept and mourned certain days and fasted, we have an indication that this man of God had a heart of compassion. That's the second trait of leadership, a heart that really cares. And then we continue in the book of Nehemiah chapter 1, and in verse 4 again we note that hearing of the state of his city in the walls of Jerusalem, the text there then says, out of that heart that had been broken with care and concern and compassion, that he prayed before the God of heaven. And one of the most beautiful prayers recorded in the Bible is the prayer of Nehemiah in the interest of his people. And thus we have the remaining content of the chapter. So again, he possessed an inclination and an avid belief in the power of prayer. Then in chapter 2, and in verses 1 through 8, we read that being the king's cupbearer, that he bore wine unto the king. But on this occasion, having heard of the state of his people, the text says that he was sad of countenance, which of course was inappropriate as he would appear in the presence of the king. But he was so deeply concerned and deeply moved that he totally forgot himself and appeared in the presence of the king sad of countenance. Men who lead people of God must be men who can sing without reservation. The last stanza, stanza 4 of one of our great hymns, which says, all of thee and none of self. We must be men who, like Paul, have crucified self. And so Nehemiah was one who had forgotten self. Then you will recall that the king gives him permission to go back to the city to take care of the needs existent therein. Now, verse 13 says that Nehemiah went out by night by the gate of the valley, even before the dragon well and to the dung port, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire. Here he is going out and surveying the situation. That's a mark of leadership, to survey the needs and the challenges and the opportunities existent in our area of leadership. In the next place, not only was he wise enough to survey the challenges and the situation, the difficulties existent, but then he appealed unto his fellow man to help in that undertaking. And so verse 17 says, ye see, said Nehemiah to his fellows, the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste and so on. Then he says, come, let us build up the wall. That's a mark of leadership. And that is the solicitation and the appeal unto others for assistance and help. And then we read, again in that same chapter, in verse 17, how that he beckoned unto these, his contemporaries, to help him in the rebuilding of the wall for this reason. Come, let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Here is a mark of leadership. What is it? Concern with the image of the people of God. And then we read also in that same chapter in verse 19 that he had some opposition. Here was Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem. And so they said, what is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? And to that, of course, Nehemiah responds and says, our God, he will prosper us. So what's the point? As a leader, he would not be stopped by opposition. But in that same context, we read that he would not be stopped by opposition, not upon his own individual strength alone, but he said, our God will prosper us. Hence, he took God into his plans. Then we read that in chapter 6, with the wall having been completed, that these opponents, Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem, come down and say, come down to the plain of Ono. But he responds to them and says, I can't do that. I'm doing a great work. So what's the point? He would not compromise. Then in verse 6 we read of chapter 4 concerning the building of the wall. For so built we the wall. We the wall. Indicative of the humble heart that he had. And then in verse 20 of that same chapter we're told, in what place therefore ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us, and our God, he shall fight for us. So here he is continuing to encourage those who are building the wall. All of that in a nutshell then tells us that the 12 characteristics of Nehemiah, which should be incorporated in the hearts of all the leaders of the people of God today, are these. Be concerned with the welfare of the people of God. Possess a heart of compassion. Believe in the power of prayer. Forget yourself. Be wise enough to survey the difficulties at hand. Appeal to others for help. Be concerned about the image of the people of God. Never be stopped by opposition. Take God into your plans. Never compromise truth. Be humble and continue to encourage.